Governor Patrick's former budget chief is expected to take the witness stand today in the federal corruption trial of former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi. Leslie Kirwan was Secretary of Administration and Finance at the time DeMasi allegedly steered state contracts to the software firm Cognos. Other state officials are expected on the witness stand this week, as is the governor himself. How crucial is the governor's testimony in the DeMasi case? We put that question to David Frank of the publication Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly.
Politically, it's crucial, but from the standpoint of the lawyers in the case, it's an important piece of the case, and it's obviously relevant evidence. But the evidence that's going to sort of carry the day has come and gone. We've heard from Sal DeMasi's former law partner, Stephen Topazio, about the financial arrangement that they had within their law office. We've heard now from Joseph Lally, the Cognos salesman who cooperated with the government in exchange for a plea agreement, and he's kind of testified to what he says was happening in terms of awarding these software contracts. So the evidence that we're going to hear from Beacon Hill really helps the government establish what was going on from that end of the case, and it's not the be-all, end-all here.
So it's more atmospherics than it is substance?
What the government's trying to do by putting all the witnesses up from Beacon Hill is to establish the fact that, from their perspective, that Sal DeMasi was furthering a fraud, that he had a motive to get this software contract through, and he essentially duped those on Beacon Hill that were part of the budget process. And so, from that standpoint, it's an important piece of the allegation, but it's not the crux of the case. It's one sort of piece of the puzzle.
You know, I know we don't exactly know what the prosecution might want of any given witness, but what do you think, what do you imagine it might want to hear from Governor Patrick?
We know that the prosecution expects the governor to testify to conversations that he had, allegedly, with Sal DeMasi prior to the awarding of this multi-million dollar software contract for Cognos. So we know the name of the game from the prosecution's perspective is going to sort of essentially try to establish what it is that Sal DeMasi was telling the governor and his people about why this contract should go through.
If you're the defense, are you trying to discredit Governor Patrick as a prosecution witness?
Well, I think what you're going to try to do and what we've seen the defense do with some of the other elected officials that have already testified is you're going to just essentially try to tell the jury that there was nothing improper about what was going on, that negotiations are commonplace when proposals like this are on the table, and that it's not uncommon for the Speaker of the House to reach out to the governor's office or to reach out to the chairman of the Ways and Means or to reach out to somebody on the state Senate side. So I think what you're going to see with the governor when the defense has their opportunity to cross-examine is that this is just sort of the way business was done on Beacon Hill. And that's one of the things, Bob, that has made this case so uncomfortable for those that do their work on the Hill. It's really kind of an unprecedented look into the way business takes place amongst members of the House and Senate.
Well, let me ask you this question. I want to use a word that you used a little earlier. Are Governor Patrick and the other Beacon Hill Pauls or Beacon Hill officials who may or may not testify this week at risk of looking like they were duped by Sal DeMasi?
Yes, there's no question that that is a possibility, and that certainly part of the government's theory in this case is that Sal DeMasi duped a number of officials. But what we've already heard and I think we'll continue to hear as this trial progresses is that Sal DeMasi was an extremely effective official, an extremely effective politician. And I don't think it's coming as a surprise that part of his charm, part of his ability to sell a bill is what made him a success. But sure, Bob, at the end of the day, a lot of people were duped into thinking that this was a legitimate software contract.
David Frank, managing editor of Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.